This is the glorious nearness by resemblance to himself, which God will give to those who love him, where the husband and wife are related by a love grounded in friendship. They will find not only a deeper union with each other, but a fuller participation in the joy of God. C.S. Lewis, paraphrased from The Four Loves. Welcome to Devotionals Concerning Marriage, the podcast where we pair the Bible to all things pertaining to marriage. Written and created by Alton Spooner. Today's episode consists of a short devotional and prayer concerning the friendship between a husband and wife. A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. Proverbs chapter 17, verse 17. If the Bible says a friend loves at all times, then if you and your spouse are true friends, then you guys will love each other even when times are not good, even when you have said uncomfortable things to each other, and at a time when your feelings are sour. So this means that a genuine friendship in marriage is graceful, and where there is grace, there is forgiveness. Also, this type of friendship in marriage is in it for the long haul, because marriage based on genuine friendship is dependable, loyal, and has understanding. This type of spouse that is a friend has a genuine concern for one another. A best friend that doesn't judge, that does not tear down, but builds each other up by encouraging one another. Most importantly, this type of friendship in marriage will remember to pray for each other, especially when the other spouse is going through a hard time in life. Dear Lord, I petition you on behalf of my spouse, who is my best friend. Father, it is in your holy word that a brother is born for adversity. And so, Heavenly Father, my friend, who is my spouse, is going through a tough time. They are going through hard times like a sailor that is navigating his ship through adverse conditions, battling rocky seas and rough waves. Heavenly Father, please steer their ship for them. Calm the rough waves and troubled winds of their circumstances. Rescue them from any bad habits that they have developed. Deliver them from any poor choices they have made. Release them from the trap that the enemy has set. Empower them to make good choices. Guide them on the narrow path that leads to the cross. The cross of Christ, where salvation is through no other name. These things I request. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.